The region's first nonprofit management certificate program is set to launch in early March. The program will be taught by 3 qualified instructors and housed at the University of Arkansas. Margaret Reed, chairwoman of the Political Science Department at the university, says the certificate program, which is called Sea Change, will teach nonprofit managers how to better plan their organization's futures.
It focuses on envisioning where you might be in 3 or 4 or 5 years with your organization. Non-for-profits, particularly the small ones, are sometimes so steeped in their day-to-day operations that it's very difficult for them sometimes to see where they may be failing or where they might be able to make improvements or even envision different directions that they might be going into. Increasingly, I think, in conversations with these organizations and, of course, also observing national patterns, is that service collaboration is increasingly a critical component to maintain a viable nonprofit sector, in particular on a regional basis. There's lots of service duplication sometimes. Sometimes strengths of organizations are not fully explored, even though they are very complementary in terms of what they do.
Reed explains she began working on this program a few years ago by talking with various Northwest Arkansas nonprofits.
About 2 years ago, I started a lot of conversations with regional non-for-profit organizations and talked a little bit about their trainings, and then also talked to the Northwest Arkansas Community Foundation, particularly the CARE Foundation, who had at the time a very successful capacity building program, which basically means that they are sponsoring trainings to help local and regional non-for-profits to improve their internal and external operations. And so what happened at the time was I talked a lot to their staff, and we had some conversations about what future trainings might look like. I also looked at national models in terms of where trainings are headed, and it became increasingly important that certification might be a way to go for professional managers. Many managers don't have the time to go to grad school. Sometimes the grad programs are not appropriate for what they need to learn. And so in these conversations, I became increasingly convinced that certification was the way to go. I think unlike individual training, certifications usually are fashioned around a central theme or a few core themes. And so these themes are then carried through the entire training program. And it provides more coherence to the training rather than having individual trainers that come in and they bring their own philosophy and they do a 2 or 3 day training or they do a 2 or 3 hour training or a half day training. So the training models vary all over the map.
The 6-month certificate program consists of 2 day sessions each month. During the course of the program, each session will incorporate 4 key components Reed says nonprofits need in order to manage their organizations well.
The first theme is change management and the learning organization. Organizations have to be able to anticipate change and learn from problems or failures that they had and not get discouraged or not get paralyzed by fear to make mistakes. The second theme is service leadership and social innovation. Because nonprofits must be able to adapt and adopt new models and implement their missions to make sure that they create social value. And a very critical issue is accountability. Organizations, of course, have, particularly non-for-profits, have multiple stakeholders, and each of the stakeholders expect different things from them. And so they need to balance these different expectations while still adhering to their core mission. And so accountability and the type of accountability, it becomes very critical to highly ethical leadership. And then the fourth component, and I was very surprised when I looked at other trainings, is that diversity and inclusion is not very often covered in trainings. It's hinted at, but it's never made a central theme. And of course, in our region here, with a lot of Latino populations that have come to the area, the large Marshallese community and other communities that have settled in Northwest Arkansas and in Arkansas more generally, it's become very critical that our boards of our non-for-profits, as well as our staffs and our service approaches, reflect these diverse elements and provide an inclusive approach to serving our communities.
Thanks to participation and funding from various organizations, the program is finally ready to go, and Reed hopes it will be beneficial to those who attend.
The Walmart Foundation was very generous in supporting the first funding cycle, and this was came unexpected, but they came forward and said, we like the program. We think it will enhance the training opportunities that are available in the region, especially with the CARE Foundation no longer providing capacity training. So it can fill an important gap in helping organizations here in the region to really improve their work and make it comparable to what the best organizations in the country are doing. I believe this. We have a wonderful group of non-for-profits here, and with just a little bit of help, I think we can make this a superb service environment. Many regions in the country would be envious in terms of the depth of breadth of organizations that we have here. And so there is no reason of why they can't be as wonderful in terms of their service delivery as some of the best organizations that are in the United States or in larger urban areas where there might be more resources available for them.
Registration costs $1,500 and includes more than 60 hours of instruction. Reed says they are looking at the possibility of helping smaller organizations attend the program through the use of scholarships. The deadline for application is January 30th. More information is available at c-change.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.